This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years of People Power Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Now it's time for Headwaters.
The same. Oh boy. Valerie June just dropped that one today. Of course, that is a new version of Smokestack, paying tribute to Howlin' Wolf, a song that has had many different life forms. And man, what can Valerie June not do? Part of a three-song collection she's going to be releasing this September called Brighter Blue, taking on a few different older tunes like I'll Fly Away and Trouble in Mind. We'll have to wait for those ones. But she said she wanted to pair that Smokestack Lightning kind of interpolation with some themes from In the Pines and the electric blues or the folk, whatever American music style Valerie June does, it is always good. We will go to the original man, Smokestack himself, when we get back to the tunes in just a moment here. You're listening to Headwaters on KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. Kari Hedlund and I did a little switcheroo this week, so I'm on Wednesdays. Thank you for joining me this morning. She got to host yesterday. She'll be back tomorrow as Dan is on vacation. Having a lot of fun as always. It's your source for great music every weekday from 9 to 11 here on KAXE. Got our slice of green cheese on the way today. Be ready for a little trivia and a chance for you to win a coupon to an area business. An album of the week at 9:30 that I have been spinning like crazy at my home throughout this weekend. Shannon Lay's beautiful new folk and electronica melding album. Looking forward to sharing something from that with you. Anyone from 70s folk music fans to Beth Orton stuff to all different types of music. Jazz as well. Definitely going to be interested in hearing that. Rounding out our first set of music today, had a very buzzed about new album from Twisted Teens, Florida punk, kind of blues, country duo. The song is called Swamp. The album is called Florida Water Blues, and much of it is themed around living deep in the swamp in Florida and how that can, I guess, affect your mental health. We had Empanadas Illegales before that, Agua Coco, and Rose Mitchell. Baby, please don't go. Our listeners love supporting the businesses that support KAXE, and if you are interested in connecting with those listeners, call 218-326-1234 to learn about sponsorship opportunities. A big thank you goes out right now to all of our current business supporters, like Ledger and Ladle, a restaurant in downtown Grand Rapids with a rotating menu every few months to explore a new region, technique, or ingredient. Open Wednesday through Friday, 3 to 9 p.m., Saturdays 5 to 9, and Sundays 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. More at ledgerandladle.com. Let's see, what else do we have on the show today? Going to be doing a little Blaze Foley set. We've been spinning Margot Price's cover of one of his tunes like crazy. There's also a Blaze Foley tribute album that is coming out at the end of this week. That doesn't even include that Margot Price song, Oval Room, but we're going to be hearing a lot more from the beloved and gone-too-early Texas songwriter. So we'll do a little set of music about him. Also at 10:15 in our second hour, you will hear an interview that I got to do with country artist Paisley Fields. Has a new album out called Are You Mad at Me? Paisley also got to play in the legendary and pioneering queer country group Lavender Country. And we'll be chatting about their time in that band as well as the new album. We'll hear that conversation at 10:15 today. Let's get back to the music. Valerie June singing a song called Smokestack. Here is the original Smokestack. Howlin' Wolf and Evil.
If you're a long way from home, can't sleep at night, grab your telephone, cause something ain't right. That's evil. Evil is in your home. I'm just warning you, brother. You better watch your habit. Well, if you're a long way from home, can't sleep at night, grab your telephone, cause something's wrong. That's evil. Evil is in your home. I'm just warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. can't sleep at night. Another mule is kicking in your stall. That evil, evil is in your home. I'm just warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. Knock on the front door, run round to the back and catch evil coming out of your back door. That evil, evil is in your home. I'm just warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. Home. Can't sleep at night. No another mule kicking in your stall. You know that evil, evil is in your home. I'm just warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. Evil.
Coming right. Yeah. turkey screaming at my back door. Who's gonna love me when the snow comes down? Maybe the hickory, maybe the girl I see working the distillery outside of town. Wild turkey screaming at my back door. Who's gonna love me when the snow comes down? Maybe the hickory, maybe the girl I see working the distillery outside of town. Storm clouds are gathering and I've got a bloody knee from climbing the fence to see the factory burn. Who's gonna care for me and keep my body company when all of the leaves I see begin to turn? Storm clouds are gathering and I've got a bloody knee from climbing the fence to see the factory burn. Who's gonna care for me and keep my body company when all of the leaves I see begin to turn? Songs do you sing? The pipeline is leaking and the plants won't grow. Ain't got no chicory and ain't got no whiskey, but I got a heart in me, you're welcome to know. Hey lonely chickadee, what songs do you sing? The pipeline is leaking and the plants won't grow. Ain't got no chicory and ain't got no whiskey, but I got a heart in me, you're welcome to know. I got a heart in me, you're welcome to know. I got a heart in me, I got a heart in me, I got a heart in me, you're welcome to know. We'll be right back.
listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Pretty cool music coming out of Minnesota right now. New for you here on Headwaters on KAXE is Creekbed Carter Hogan from his new album Peasants Revolt. That lengthy meandering folk tune is the title track from that one. Creekbed Carter Hogan, newer Minnesota artist, moved to the Twin Cities from Texas, I believe, sometime last year. And now the new album out is his first since arriving in Minnesota. A label mate of artists like Nick Shoulders on Garhole Records. Heard from the Nora Kelly Band before that, a Montreal alt-country group, Scapegoat, the name of that tune, going along with Howlin' Wolf, letting you know there is evil in your home from his Howlin' Wolf album. It's 9:31. We've got our album of the week from Shannon Lay coming up shortly here on People-Powered KAXE. I am your host today, Malachi Koontz. Support for this station comes from the National Alliance on Mental Illness of the Grand Rapids Area. NAMI offers a free and confidential monthly support group the first Tuesday of each month for family and friends of persons with mental illnesses. Registration and more information at namigrandrapidsmn.org. Support also comes from Hibbing Chrysler Center, serving northern Minnesota, carrying Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles with staff available to assist. On the Beltline in Hibbing or at HibbingChrysler.us. If you are tuned in to the morning show today, you heard that it was work like a dog day. And as a celebration, we have had lots of you texting in photos of your dogs working. I'm doing finger quotes when I say that. That could be sleeping on the couch, guarding the living room, looking out the door at squirrels, whatever it be. But, you know, I want to get in on this. Here on Headwaters. So let's keep that going for National Work Like a Dog Day or Like a Cat. Send in some photos of your pets hard at work, whatever that looks like for them. Thank you to everyone who chimed in for that one. And that's a pretty good random national day as they go. Often, you know, it's kind of like, what the heck? But we can get behind making pet photos out of this one. Let's go to our album of the week now from Shannon Lay, who is a California singer-songwriter, been around for a little while now, releasing her fifth studio album. It's called Past the Veil, and she got her start in sort of the California music scene with artists like Jessica Pratt. I heard that she went to a concert of Pratt's, and that was a very early inspiration to get into music. She was also in Ty Siegel's band for a while. So lots of the alternative indie kind of mainstays of the California scene. Her new album is a seamless blend of folk melodies, jazz instrumentation, and some synthesizers in there. Kind of folktronica, I guess you could call it. But her singing style is wonderful and really draws from Celtic and British Isles folk music. She's a second generation Irish American. And the thing that stands out to me the most, although the instrumentals are really well-crafted and kind of surprisingly multi-layered. There's more going on than you think at first, but it's definitely Shannon Lay's voice that jumps out to me. So let us know what you think of this album of the week. Text in 218-326-1234. Here is the vibe-heavy track that kicks off the album called Moving.
Bye. want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
That is a sneaky little heartbreaker from the end of the Beatles' Revolver album called For No One here on KAXE. We are celebrating our 50th birthday all year long. And that one right there, the Beatles, arrived 10 years before KAXE started. Revolver released on this day back in 1966. This is People Powered Radio. We will have our pick of 76 just at the end of this hour. And it's a Minnesota funk group with a kind of fun piece of Minnesota history that went without that much fanfare when it arrived. But we'll be jumping 10 years after that one later on. Vashti Bunyan's Diamond Day. She is a big inspiration to our album of the week artist, Shannon Lay. And we started off that set with Moving from Past the Veil. Again, let us know what you think of it. 218-326-1234. This is Headwaters on KAXE. We've got the World Cafe coming up at 11. Gina the Knife's your On the River host today from 1 until 4. And DJ DeMurph tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. On the River is our volunteer-hosted mix of folk, rock, jazz, blues, and music from all around the world, mixing old and new in a way you can only find here on KAXE. If you've ever been interested in hosting On the Rivers or After Darks or eventually getting into green cheese, DJing in any way at KAXE, we are holding a new training for volunteer DJs on Monday, August 24th, right here in Grand Rapids at the KAXE studio. It'll be from 6 to 7:30. Email volunteer at kaxe.org with any questions or to confirm attendance. And I want to stress, no previous radio, any qualification necessary other than you like KAXE and you like music. That is all it takes. And have a passion for it and share it with our listeners. Having a big group of volunteers is really what makes KAXE strong. So if you're interested at all, again, volunteer at kaxe.org. That is coming up on August 24th. A little before that, we have lots of fun stuff on the way for you. It's Green Cheese Picnic time this Saturday at, again, KEXE's backyard in Grand Rapids. Bring a dish to share, your favorite beverage, and your own chair. The fun begins at 5 p.m. And, of course, live green cheese trivia, as always, from 7 to 9. Bring your own trivia questions with you. At the end of the evening this Saturday, we'll be crowning a new king and queen of green cheese. Still to come at 10:15, you will hear an interview that I did with country musician Paisley Fields as they were touring through the cities. They made their way up here for a little interview to talk about their new album, Are You Mad at Me?, their time with pioneering queer country group Lavender Country, and much more. A conversation you'll hear at 10:15 today. It is time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Our thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Singing Chihuahua Taco Truck in Grand Rapids, Cozy Cove Coffee Company in Hill City, and Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. What are the first names of Mulder and Scully in The X-Files? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, what are the first names of Detectives Mulder and Scully in the X-Files? We do need both of them. Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. For our slice of green cheese, please hold your calls. We had a winner.
The civil authorities have issued a required monthly test for all of Minnesota beginning at 10:43 p.m. and ending at 11:43 p.m. This is a coordinated test of the emergency alert system in cooperation with the local broadcasters. This is only a test. This test is from the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. No action is needed. This is only a test.
Nicholas Payton and Butcher Brown from a new album called A Supreme Blue that pays tribute to Miles Davis and John Coltrane in the 100 years since both of those legendary jazz artists were born. Albums split up into songs from Kind of Blue and from Coltrane's. Just blanked on the album. Can't believe that went out of my head. But anyways, that one right there is Pursuance, their version, a very modern tune. Modern take on that Coltrane song, which, as they released in their press release, doing straight-ahead covers is not what they think Mr. Miles Davis and John Coltrane would have wanted, as they were two artists famously always looking to the future. We had a winner for our slice of green cheese here on KAXE. Lisa from Minneapolis correctly answered our question today, which was, what are the first names of Mulder and Scully in the X-Files? Needed both of them to win. And the correct answer that Lisa knew is Fox and Dana. And Lisa's going to be going to Cozy Cove Coffee Company in Hill City, Minnesota. You can listen every weekday around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese. And be sure to tune in Saturdays from 7 to 9. As just mentioned, it is our green cheese picnic this time around. And you know, there's going to be a whole bunch of hosts, and you can even contribute questions if you come to the Green Cheese Picnic. So that is coming up this Saturday. Of course, Julie Crabb will be hosting that from 7 to 9. The picnic begins at 5. Back to the music. Here is something from the latest Nubian Twist album, and they are joined by Joe Armin Jones, a fellow British jazz leader. next pick of 76 is Minnesota's own Band of Thieves. The Minneapolis funk and soul band formed in 1973 with the who's who of the Minnesota soul scene, with members from the Valdons and with Rondo neighborhood legends the Amazers. They would draw on foundational 70s soul works like Inner Visions, What's Going On, and Superfly, pairing socially minded songs about the realities of being black in America with dance floor ready boogies and classic soul love songs. For some reason, their label dropped them and the band broke up soon after. Despite their brief history, Band of Thieves are a key piece of Minnesota music history and part of the ongoing discovery that Prince did not appear out of nowhere, but from a vibrant, talented, and briefly flourishing funk and soul music scene. I'll try to explain what you mean.
Stay away from the slicker. His mind is keen.